Welcome to the Sojo Show.
Welcome, everybody.
Okay.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas. AJ, all right, you got to tell us. You got to tell everybody. Why was there no music at the front?
I thought you were going to be the music. I thought you'd be like,
okay. What is the music? I don't even know what it is. Okay, so there's no music because it is currently, literally, December 26th.
December 26th.
December 26th.
Like it is seven
in the morning.
Yes.
7 o'clock a.m. AJ is, I'm staring at her in her car.
I wish you guys could see this because it's like,
let's take a screenshot. Are you ready? Just one little screenshot for the fans. Ready? Here we go.
Serious bedhead hair going right on.
Ready? One, two, three, go. Okay.
Okay, so there we go.
If you go to our show notes page, which is going to be an invitation, we're going to explain in a minute. If you go to our show notes page, then you will see what we look like currently.
I cannot believe we're letting you guys see us first thing in the morning. Seriously. Oh my gosh.
So listen to how this came about. So we had no episode planned for today. Pre-planned for today. We actually did plan our episodes in advance. We had nothing planned for today. And then this morning I get a Vox, which is I get a message from AJ at, you sent it like at 5:15 a.m.
I know. I woke up early for some reason. I was just like over it.
What in the world? I didn't get it till like 6:15 when I got up. And it said, what is it?
You gotta read it. You gotta read it.
Okay. So here's what she said. She said, la, la, la. Okay. She said, I wish we could release a podcast episode today, inviting everyone to join us at our party tomorrow, which we're about to do. And then she said, I think that's the funniest thing I've said all year. Because
here we are an hour later.
Because we had nothing. And so I said, and then I said, we could get on now. No edits. There are no edits in this, by the way. If you hear a mistake, it's not being edited out because I'm literally going to upload it right now. So you're listening to us pretty much live. If you're
pretty
listening
much to us live. Hopefully I don't say a bad word.
Hopefully not. Well, I could edit if I have to, if you do say something terribly inappropriate. But I will say that I thought about doing it live, but I don't know how to do that technologically. So
that would be so fun. I would love to do something live with all of you guys who are all of you tens who are listening.
All of you tens of listeners, males and females, apparently.
Males and females. Yes. We know your names. If you're a male, we know your name.
Oh my goodness. So I did run across, this is a good story. I did run across someone at my Christmas Eve service who lives in Texas. She lives currently in Texas. Her husband is a youth pastor and she has family at my church, apparently. And she came up to me, sweet, sweet, sweet. And she said, the last thing I expected to come out of her mouth. So if you're listening to me now, I want to let you know how much you encouraged me. The last thing to come from her mouth was I listened to your podcast.
Aww.
And I love it. It really encourages me. And she shares it with all of her friends. Well, she tells them about it. She doesn't know how to share like technologically, which we need to figure that out too. I've said the word technologically a few times already today. I don't even think it's the right word.
You're going to jinx us. That's what you're going to do. You're going to
with our tech. That's right. But seriously, it was so encouraging. It was super encouraging. So because of all of the things, because we woke up early, because AJ's in her car, because of everything, we're here day after Christmas and because we have a special invitation for you.
Yes. And we do hope you are listening.
Yeah, and we're going to tell you a little bit about our Christmases at the end.
Yes. But we want to do this invite first because this is why you're here. And this is why we're here. So tomorrow we are having our third annual Let It Go party. So this is an end of year time for us to gather together and reflect on the year as a whole. And really just to celebrate what God has done and remember that he is in control of whatever it is that we've experienced over the past year and to really prepare our hearts to step into all the newness of a brand new year, which is right around the corner.
Yes. And, you know, we started this originally in 2020, mm-hmm. With the idea of, you know, obviously it was the end of 2020. So we were letting it go.
Enough said right there.
That's right. That's right. We were letting go. We were looking forward to the next year, to the future. And it was such an encouraging time for everyone. And it's completely free, by the way. It's not something you have to pay for. It was such an encouraging time for everyone that we just continued it. And so it's a sweet time we discuss. We hopefully talk with you when you're there and we get some scripture encouragement. We kind of reflect on the last year. We look forward to the next year, and really all of it keeping, as AJ just said, keeping in focus the truth that no matter what happened last year and whatever, no matter what happens this coming year, we serve a God that is in control of all of it. And he is sovereign over the nations. He's sovereign over, you know, there's this tension where he's sovereign over evil, even though he doesn't cause evil. He's sovereign over the blessings in your life. Obviously, he is in control. And we just need to be reminded of that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think hearing from each other, because we open this up for you guys to share things in the chat. We have lots of questions that we come with and we throw them out. And just hearing everyone's answers in the chat is super encouraging. I mean, it's really one of the highlights of pretty much many of the things we do here at Sojo, is just to hear from you guys, hear some of the lessons you've learned, hear some of the scriptures that have just grounded you throughout difficult times over the past year. And then hearing just a little bit of your anticipation for what God's going to do in the new year. It really just has a way of encouraging my heart and giving me that just little oomph I need going into the new year. So I do hope you guys will join us and experience it, whether it's your first time or you're a repeat with us on this.
Yeah. And we also plan a little bit ahead. Right. That's one of the coolest things, yes, as far as figuring out a potential plan and thinking through that just a little bit and for next year. So I don't know. I'm excited about it. I'm ready. Woohoo.
Yes.
So this occurs, just as a recap, on tomorrow, December 27th at 1:00 PM Eastern. But if you register in advance, you will get the replay if you can't make it at 1:00. So a lot of us are off from work this week, or at least part of the week. Some of us are not, I know, but it's just kind of a good time to think ahead and think back. So you go to, all right, let's see, where do we go? We go to sojoacademy.com/letitgo, all one word.
Mm-hmm.
If you go there, then you can register for free and you get to see us tomorrow. Woohoo!
You get to see us, and we won't have bedhead. Well, hopefully not.
Yeah, it's 1 in the afternoon. I don't think we will.
Hopefully not. If we do, we're in trouble.
But we will have families here, so you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, we may have husbands barging in and out in the background, but hey, that's okay too, right? It's real. But I wanted to say that, you know, this is a super busy time of year. And it's really easy just to feel like, oh, what's next? What's next? You know, like it's the jumping from thing to thing to thing. And this party is really just a chance to take an hour out of your week to slow down and to really think through some of those character attributes of God that are grounding and that just kind of center us again where we need to be. And I find it super helpful to do that after the craziness of Christmas is behind us, you know? So here we go, 2 days after Christmas, right before the new year. This just is a perfect time to have that settledness in our spirits and to refocus our minds where they need to be. So it really helps me.
Yeah. Yeah. And I woke up this morning actually thinking about how much I appreciate today. The day after Christmas. So most of us, I mean, everybody anticipates Christmas, and but sometimes Christmas can be really hard. And I know some of you did not have a great Christmas, and we're going to share a little bit about our Christmases. And there are Christmases, some that are better than others, as far as from on this horizontal plane. But just recognizing that we're celebrating the, you know, obviously the birth of Christ, who came to do more than just be born in a manger. He came to live a life, a perfect life, and then to die for us, for our sins. And I was thinking when I woke up this morning, because the hustle and bustle of Christmas and Christmas Eve was super stressful for me. I'll just be honest. It was stressful because I was trying to get everything done. And I think if you're a parent, or if you've ever had, you know, younger kids, or just if you have family that you're having to go and deal with, and then it's Christmas Eve or the days leading up to Christmas can be a little bit stressful. Christmas Day, I got to kind of breathe, and it was a beautiful day for me. It was one of my best Christmases ever, to be completely honest with you. But then the day after Christmas, it's like you wake up and it's like, okay, I now have a few days to really think about what it means, what the Advent really means for me. And because today is not the day that I'm celebrating the birth of Christ, now I'm just reminded and celebrating what that means for me in my life. And I have a chance to breathe a little bit. And so tomorrow is an extension of that, our Let It Go party. So anyway, I just love, I like this week. Last year, Eric, tell them what we did last year on the 26th.
Oh my goodness.
Wish we could have done this year.
Oh my goodness. I know yesterday, actually, like at the end of Christmas Day, Jen was messaging me saying, oh, remember this?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, can we do it again? And we can't, but. But anyways, we like 3 days before Christmas, we're like, is there any way we can meet up?
I don't think it was the 3 days before. I think it was Christmas Eve.
It might have been.
Because I remember thinking, this is nuts.
It was really insane. So we live, you guys have to understand, we live like 6 hours apart.
Six or seven.
We're not super far apart. You know, I mean, it could be a lot further, but we're not like next door to each other either. So we really love to get together in person. And a lot of times when you hear the podcasts, we are actually recording in person together. But last year was our first time recording the podcast. And we were like, okay, is there any way we can meet up to do it? And like literally, we gave ourselves like 3 days, and it was Christmas. And we met on this day, the day after Christmas last year, and we recorded 8 episodes.
The first 8 episodes were sitting in a bedroom in an Airbnb
and very hard chairs
with the computer on the bed and us sitting in chairs that we drug
across
in.
From the bed. Yes.
Yes. And
and not feeding. We didn't eat. We were like, we're not eating. We're not leaving this house until we get these done. And we literally did not eat until we were done, like at 7 o'clock at night.
We had no idea what it was going to take to do this.
No, we didn't. We were like, this is our one and only chance. We've got to do this. We literally had like less than 48 hours, I think, together. So. Yeah,
we did. We had like 36 hours. So, and we did the Let It Go party right before we walked out the door.
Yes, we sure did. We sure did. Yeah. We had all of our bags packed. We may have even loaded up the car and taken out the trash and done all the things. And we were like, okay, let it go.
Because we had to get an extension on our Airbnb so that we could do it. Remember that?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
So, last night, we were like, is there any way? But there's not because of schedules and such. Yeah. But I think next year I'm going to just take off this week, like take off from work, take off so we could just do it.
Let's do it.
We can record all the episodes for 2024.
That would be amazing.
Oh my word. So anyway, so this is not quite as fun as getting in the car and driving to be together, but you are in the car. So you're
halfway. I am in the car and you can see my driveway behind me. So there you go.
So everyone come tomorrow. We look forward to seeing you. How was your Christmas, AJ?
It was really, really good. It was really good. We had a lot of good family time, and we did a Christmas Eve service as well, which was really special. Mm-hmm. There's this guy at our church who sings Oh Holy Night every year. It's like his song. He's got this amazing voice, and he's now, I don't know, probably in his 70s. And it's a tradition to hear him sing it. And it just sends shivers up and down my spine. You know, it's his voice, it's the tradition, it's the song, and just the words, you know, fall on
That's
your
knees. That's my favorite Christmas song.
Oh, it's so beautiful. And it's just so, like, it's powerful because it brings out that worship in our hearts for what really happened and the reason for the season. So yeah, that was probably the highlight of my Christmas, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, you know, when Christmas falls on Sunday, sometimes it can be a little stressful, especially when you have young kids or family or things like that.
But, or when you're the pastor's wife.
Or when you're the pastor. Which, you know, so it was a little stressful for my husband is the lead pastor at our church. And so, you know, it becomes a little more stressful. But I will say that there is just something about gathering with the body of Christ on Christmas Day that it just was. I mean, I'm tearing up just thinking about it. So Christmas Eve, we had a service as well. And it was beautiful. My daughter-in-law was on stage singing. Well, not, I mean, oh, that sounds bad. It wasn't like a concert. She was on the worship team that night. She's happened to be, and the next day. And so she sang the song that I didn't know. And it was a worship song that was kind of new. And I don't know. I was overwhelmed with emotion about how blessed I am that my only son, who's married, is married to a young lady that loves God and is raising their child in, you know, in a godly home. And I was just overwhelmed with emotion about that. And then the next day, the pastor, aka my husband, preached a phenomenal gospel saturated sermon. We sang the song, we had a baptism on Christmas Day, and then we sang a song, you know, that song, All Glory Be to Christ, is it? I don't know what the name of it is, but it's in the tune of Old Ang Syne. Do y'all ever sing that? Old Ang Syne?
I'm not sure. Da, 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 da,
da, da, da. Anyway, I don't remember the name of it. If I remember it, I'll put it in the show notes. But I just bawled like a baby. It was at the very end because I had, you know, Miranda was up front. My husband was right next to me. We had this thing. And I was just like, this is so beautiful. There, you know, the people who came, who made a priority out of bringing their young kids, dragging them away from their presence, bringing them to church and gathering with other believers. It just, I was encouraged. It was just beautiful. It was beautiful. And then, you know, if those of you with grown children will understand this, with children out of the house, all of my children were at my house for lunch, which we didn't think that was going to happen. And it was just a joy. It was just a real joy. We had a fun time. We had a casual lunch. I didn't do Christmas dinner. We did soup and stuff. And then we did a scavenger hunt and we did Christmas presents and it was just a good day. All right. Yeah, that was sappy, but I was overwhelmed by my blessings. And I think that if we stop and we remember what we have been given, even if all we can think of is the truth of the gospel and that we have been given new life and we have been given the opportunity to stand before a holy God, righteous before him because of the righteousness of Christ. If that is all we had this holiday season, that is a blessing and that is enough.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's amazing. I mean, when you really think about it and you think about what we have been given in Christ, we have been forgiven of our sins. I mean, wow.
Right.
It's amazing. And that should make our hearts just absolutely thrill when you realize the debt has been paid and God has no issue, no beef with us. You know, that is incredible because of the work of Jesus Christ. So, if nothing else, just take that little bit today with you and ponder it, roll it over in your heart, you know, let it be your life, let it be your food and give him glory and thanks for it because that is worthy of our attention.
Yes. And we will continue the conversation tomorrow live. So come with us. SojaCompany.com/letitgo, all one word. Go register for free. All you have to do is enter in an email address. That way we can send you the link. And then we will see you at 1:00 on the 27th of December 2022.
Yes.
And if you can't make it live, you can catch the replay for sure. And we are looking forward to actually, you know, hanging out with you tomorrow.
Yes, that would be so fun.
All right. Are we good? Anything else? You got to get inside. I know your toesies are cold.
My feet actually are cold right now.
Georgia, and it's 19 degrees outside right now. Holy smokes.
Well, I'm in Florida and it's 35. I mean, that's almost freezing.
I know. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Yes. I mean, I know we're complaining about the cold. We shouldn't, because I know.
I know. We take all that back.
We take it back for those of you in negative weather.
I know, right?
I know. I told somebody, I was like, yeah, it's really cold. It was like 23 degrees, which is really cold. Don't get me wrong. And he was like, it was my nephew. And he said, yeah. Yeah. My parents said it was like negative 12 there with the wind chill of negative 40.
Oh my goodness.
In Illinois. And I was like, okay. I take back my complaining about.
Yep. I'll take my 35.
All right. So stay warm, guys. And we will see you tomorrow. Have a great day.
Bye, everybody.
This is so crazy.
So I haven't, that was my first spoken word this morning.
I know, me too. Oh my word. This is so funny.
Yeah, but this is pretty typical. I think we should do it like we're live.
I think we should use this video too, because my hair is looking real good.
You are on point. You are on point. I can't see what I look like. Oh yeah, I look good too.
We're both like rocking it, man. My computer is propped on my knees. Hopefully I don't honk the horn.
Yeah, I meant to read this meme. All right, I'm gonna put this on the end. All right. Hey, let me read this meme for you real quick. This is somebody sent this to me, a friend of mine who has young children. She said, hey, if this month hasn't been stressful enough, today we're going to turn off all the lights and hand your kids candles that are on fire while we sing. Signed, churches everywhere.
I did wonder about that on Christmas Eve service. I was like, at some point in time, this is going to be a no more thing.
my niece and nephew were sitting next to us, and as soon as the candle started lighting, she picked up her 15-month-old and bolted. She's like, I'm out.
That ain't happening. Well, at least she had enough sense to know.
I know.
That wise.
It was so funny. I was like, oh, there she goes. Afterwards, she said, yeah, Mitch said, do you want a candle? I said, no,
please, no. I don't want to be responsible for burning the church down on Christmas Eve.
Oh, gosh. But anyway, it was sweet.